Let's look at the example standard that we used in the backward design lecture. Label on a map or globe the continents, oceans, equator, prime meridian, north, and south pole. This one is pretty easy. How do we know if students have mastered the concept? Simple. Students have mastered this standard if they can correctly label these portions of a map. This standard is already measurable. Hooray! However, not all standards are this friendly. Here's a second grade math standard that is problematic. Understand the meaning of the equal sign and determine if equations involving addition and subtraction are true or false. Let's just focus on the first half for our example. How do we know if students understand the meaning of the equal sign? This isn't measurable at all. Let's change this to make it measurable. Student will be able to properly use an equal sign in a mathematical sequence. This makes sense because we can tell if a student understands a symbol by seeing them use it properly. The second half of the standard is easier. It tells us exactly how we can measure student mastery. We just need to know if a student can determine if equations involving addition and subtraction are true or false.